We are learning Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Ayin Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that there's something called the Chagigas Yodalad, which means the ring of carbon Chagiga, in order to eat the carbon Pesach ala Soivash. Eat the carbon Pesach when you're full, it's more covered of the carbon Pesach, and therefore it's called Chagigas Yodalad. Now, besides the Chagigas Yodalad, on every single Yontiv, that means Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you bring three Kabbonis. When you're Oyla Regal. First of all, comes and called the Oyla's Ria. That's the Oyla you bring because you're Oyla Regal. Number two is a Chagigas Tazvav, which is really a Chagiga for Yomtev. Every Yomtev needs a Chagiga. You bring a Chagiga on Sukkot, you bring a Chagiga on Pesach, which we call Chagigas Tazvav, and a Chagiga on Shavuos. And the third come you bring every single Yomtev is something called Shalmei Simcha. You need meat for the Sudas, ain't Simcha, Ela Bas of a Yayin. Where does the Bas come from? A Shalmei Simcha, a special dedicated Shlamim for Shalmei Simcha. And it comes out on Pesach, you really bring five Kabbanis. You bring the Oilus Ria, the Chagigas Tezvav, the Shalmei Simcha, and plus that, you bring the Karim Pesach and Chagigas Yadalev. So Zok to Gemara, our Gemara's discussion again is our Mishnah's discussion of Chagigas Yadalev. It said in our Mishnah, Chagigas Yadalev is like a regular Shlamim. You eat it for 2 days and one night, and it can be brought from a Tzayin HaBakar, a Zachar, and a Keva. Zok to Gemara. Masnis in our Mishnah that says the Chagiga that brought on Yadalev is like a regular Shlamim, that's the Loike Ben Tema. It's not like the Tana, whose name is Ben Tema. The Tana went to the Braisa. Ben Tema Omer, Chagiga Haba Ma Pesach, the Chagiga that's brought on the Erev Pesach, on Yadalev Nisan, together with the Karim Pesach, Harehika Pesach has all the dinim of a Pesach, but ina nechelas el yom velayla. It's only eaten for 1 day and one night. And technically speaking, like the Dvar Shmuel speaks out, you only eat it at night because the Karim Pesach you can't eat by day. It's only really eaten for one night. That's all it's eaten for. The chagiga is chamisha asa. The chagiga brought on the 15th day. That the regular chagiga that's brought every single yontif. That's nechelas shtei yomim velayla echad. That's brought for 2 days and one night. That's eaten for 2 days and one night. The Chagiga is Arba Asa, back to the Chagiga brought on Erev Pesach, Yerav Karim Pesach, Yoytze Ba Mishum Simcha. Ve'ini Yoytze Ba Mishum Chagiga. That means that this Chagiga is Yadalad, you set it aside with Chagiga is Yadalad, and it turns out you didn't need it. So tomorrow on Pesach, the Lach Yishalmi Simcha as they brought Bizman Simcha on Pesach, tomorrow on Pesach I can shecht it for my Yishalmi Simcha. Why is that a chiddush? The chiddush is like this, that usually a carbon you have to bring, you're not allowed to use a carbon that's hekdesh ready. You have to bring something that's chulin. For example, the chagigas yodalet, you can't use the chagigas tesvav, you can't use a chagigas yodalet that was extra for chagigas tesvav, because chagigas tesvav is a chiyev, it has to be brought from chulin. The same thing, the oilus ria has to be brought from chulin. Karm Pesach also has to be brought, that's where the makar is, has to be brought from chulin. Shalmi Simcha is a special halacha. That since it's tali in Simcha, the Samach, the Rabbis Kamini Simcha, like Rashi brings down, you can even bring it something that's kachim already. And therefore, this Chagigas Yadalid, that if it's extra, you could use it for Shalmi Simcha tomorrow, but you can't use it for a Chagigas Tezvav. That's why you can't use it for Chagigas Tezvav. Why not? Because it has to be brought from Achulin, Davashir Bechayiv, something that Chayiv do, has to be brought from Achulin, and it can be brought from something that's Hektish already. So that's all Ben Tema's halacha, but the thing we're taking out is that he says that a Chagigas Yadalad is only eaten for 1 day and one night, like a Karim Pesach. It's my time with the Ben Tema. What's Pshat Ben Tema? So the Gemara, Kedemasni Rav Lechia Brei, like Rav taught his son Chia, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yolin La Biker Zeva Chaga Pesach, he shouldn't let the Karim Pesach be left over to tomorrow morning, to Pesach morning, first day of Pesach, if you eat it all at night. And we darshan like this. It says Zevach Chag Pesach. Zevach Chag Zechagiga. That's the Chag of Yadalev. Ha Pesach Kamash Mai. But Amar Rachmana, the Torah says Lo Yolin. The Torah says you can't Lo Yolin. You can't say Lo. It means Lo Yolin. You can't leave it up to the next morning. Now what we do see from Ben Tema is another thing. We see Chagigas Arba Asa is the Raisa. We spoke out that. It's the Rabbanon. We said it's only the Rabbanon according to the Rabbanon. Why? So you shouldn't come to Shviras Etzem. That's why you have to eat al Saiva. But comes down to Fi Ben Tamer, you make a drasha in the pasuk. It sounds like Chagigas Yudalad is the Araisa. It tells us as much as with this. Is it the Araisa? Is it not the Araisa? Like upon him, it sounds like from this, from making a drasha in the pasuk, that it's the Araisa Degadin. According to Ben Tamer, like upon him, Chagigas Yudalad is the Araisa Degadin. Ebailu, Le Ben Tamer. According to Ben Tamer, Nechela Sli and Nechela Sli. Do you have to eat it roasted, dafka roasted, and not cooked or not? We know Karim Pesach cannot be eaten cooked, it has to be roasted. What about the Chagigas Yadalev? Because what's the Shaila? Ki Akshe Rachmano le Pesach Lina. Maybe it's only including the Pasuk, Gabi Lino, which means eating it on the next day. V'layolun lebeike zevach chag haPesach comes to marba chigas yedale. But maybe it's lina. Or it's liloy. Or yidum v'layishna. Or maybe it's no difference. Toshima, we bring a raya from what we say in Manishtan. Toshima, halayla zeh, we actually don't say this anymore because we don't eat the Karan Pesach, but in the old Manashtana, it said, halayla hazeh, the nach from Pesach, kula itzli. It's all tzli. All tzli? What do you mean? I have my cooked the chagigas yidalev. So Teretz is, it's going according to Ben Tema. But Amar Rav Chisda, who's different Ben Tema? Shema Amino, the Kaponim, Ben Tema holds that chagigas yidalev, exactly like Pesach, even has tzli. So we covered already, it only eats one night and one day, and it has sleep. What about other halachas? That's next tomorrow, Shaila. Abayilu leben tema, bom min habaka, oin a bom min habaka. We know a carbon Pesach is only brought min hatzoyin. It's a small cattle, it's like goat or sheep. Goat or sheep could be brought for carbon Pesach. What about a cow? Could that be brought for chagigas yodalad? Because Pesach can't be brought for Pesach. Another Shaila, bom min hakevis, oin a bom min hakevis. We know carbon Pesach is midafka, a zachar, a male animal, not a female. Could the chagigas yedaled be brought from the keva? Third question: Bas shtei shanim, any bas shtei shanim. A current pesach has to be a ben shana. What about a 2-year-old for chagigas yedaled? What's this question? Ki aksu rachman lepesach midachila. Maybe the whole hekesh is only in hilchas achila. For example, eating it one day, one night has to be tzli. But maybe regarding what type of animal that we don't say it. Avachol miloy, adam aloy shno, or maybe not. No difference. Toshema, let's see what the Braisa says. It says in the Braisa, Chagiga ha-bom ha-pesach, ha-rei ke-pesach. It's exactly like a Pesach. Bom ha-tzoin, vein bom ha-baka. It has to be from small animals, not from cattle. Bom ha-zchor, vein bom ha-kevis. It has to be a male animal. Bas bas shnosa, vein bom ha-bashtesha. It has to be 1-year-old, not 2-year-olds. Vein ha-chelas el-yayim v'layim. Only eat one day, one night. Vein ha-chelas el-sli, only roasted. Vein ha-chelas el-minuyav. It has to be someone who's counted on it. Man shamatle the Islay Asfara, who in the world holds of Yoim Velayla, not our Mishnah, it's Ben Tema. And what do you see? He needs all the halachas. Shmamino, Kula Milsa Be'ino Shmamino. See from here, it has all the halachas of Pesach. It has all the halachas of Pesach. This din of Yudalit, Chagias Yudalit, is all din of Pesach according to Ben Tema, Shmamino. But the Gemara has one more question. Ba'iluhu. We know there's a lav, you're not allowed to break a bone of the Karan Pesach. It's a lav in the Torah. The time of the Kra, it says in the Chinuch, the reason is because that's the way a poor man eats. He breaks the bones and eats up the marrow. But we are malachim on the night of Pesach, so we don't break any bones. That's a lav in the Torah. So what about breaking a bone of a chagigas yedaled? And then they asked me, what's the shayla? We just said it has every single halacha. So Gemara explains what the shayla is. Yes, from Shemir Yetzman, from Shemir Yetzan. Apa gavdi ki akshu rachmona lepesach, but Oma Kro, the Pasuk says, ve'etzem lo yisishpru boi. We have a mit. Boi ve'loi v'chagiga. Maybe it's coming to exclude chagiga. That's why it says a mit of boi. Oy Dilma, hi boy, is bekosher by apostle Dasa. It's teaching us dafgar a kosher karm pesach. But a karm pesach that becomes apostle, you're allowed to break the bone of that karm pesach. That's when it's coming to lafuke that halacha. So that's the question: is it coming lafuke apostle, or is it coming lafuke the din of ben tema of chagigas yudale that dear? Even though everything's the same, here is the same. That's the question. Zakti Gemara, Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya. We're trying to bring a raya that you are allowed to break a bone, or you're not allowed to break a bone of the chagigas yadal. Let's try to bring a raya. Toshima. This braisa, it's actually a Mishnah in Shkolim, is handling if you find a knife on Erev Pesach, could you assume it's a pure knife? It's not tame, and it was already taken care of. Because on one hand, you know, any knife found around it's probably fell from someone who's bringing the Karan Pesach today. So the halach is, if a knife is tameh, it needs a tefillah and needs Harav Shemesh. So any knife you find on the Erev Pesach, you could assume it's pure. Why? Because if it was tameh, the guy would have took care of it yesterday, because today is too late. So sakin shenimtzis ba'arba asa, a sakin that's found on the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, sheicher bo miyad, you can shecht it on the spot, you don't have to worry about tumah on the night, because avada, the bailim, was matarid already. If you find the b'shloisha, so you find the knife on the 13th day of Nisan, it's possible the bailim is procrastinating and he's still going to be tied a little later on, so you can't be sure. Shoyne umatvel, you have to do it again today. Well, it says shoyne means, just even if he, because this is safik, maybe he's tied it, but misafik, you do it again and you're tied it. A kupit, which is like a X, small axe that they use to crack the bones, then bein bezeh shoyne umatkel. Either way, even on the 14th day, you have to be tovel again. Why? What's the pshat? Because it's very possible that it wasn't getovled yet, because they still could do it today in Erev Pesach. Why? Because you don't need it in Erev Pesach. Who's cracking bones in Erev Pesach? A carbon Pesach cannot crack any bones. So what are you using it for? It must be, it's for tomorrow. For tomorrow, I'll still be tovled today. It's Erev Pesach, I still have time. When I go to the mikvah myself, I'll be tovled it. What's the big deal? I'll still take care of it. So, therefore, it's a therefore, you have to tovel that again, the kupis. Now, the question is, we have a chigigas yidalit, and maybe they want to cut the chigigas yidalit. What's the pshat? So Gemara says, money, who's going for it? In lema rabbanon, if it's going to rabbanon, yishenemot, it's good. It's tovled already. Why? Maishno sak in the matvil, the chazal pesach, why do you nemot a knife? Is tar already because you use it for current pesach right now, today? Kupis nami, a chazal chagiga, you use it for chagiga. So who says that the kupitz is, who's this Mr. Going according to by telling me that the kupitz is maybe tummy? It's for sure not tummy. You need it for the chagiga. El alav, it's going according to Ben Tema. He, b'shmami, no, yes, b'shmami, it's going according to Ben Tema. According to Ben Tema, there's no reason to have a little axe in handy today because you're not cutting, you're not breaking any bones today. Chiga zedal, you can't break, and a karen pesach, you can't break. So it's a raya that Ben Tema holds. You're not allowed to break bones of a chagiga, because that's the only pshat in this Mishnah. It has to be Ben Tema. So no, la'olam rabbana. Be'etzem, it's going according to the rabbana. Ukagoyin shaba b'shabes. You know what the case is? It was really going to rabbana. I threw rabbana, the kupitz is tar, for sure tar. Why? Because I want to cut my chagiga. No, teretz is, it fell on Shabbos, the Erev Pesach. It fell on Shabbos, you don't bring a chagiga sidalat on Shabbos. Like the Mishnah said, there's no chiv chagiga sidalat on Shabbos. There's no chiv chagiga sidalat on Shabbos. It turns out that you're not going to have anything to crack. And therefore, if you find it, you could assume it was not getoivled. It was not getoivled because they don't need it. They don't need it. Faith the Gemara, but amid the Tanya Seifa, in the Seifa of the same Mishnah, it says, Chal Abbas Liz B'Shabbos. What happens if Abbas falls on Shabbos? Sheikhid Ba Miyad. You could use the knife right away. Uvichamisha also, if you find, it happened to be going on a kupitz, this thing. It's going on the kupitz. Chal Abbas. So it says, if it's falling on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the kupitz today. Why? What's the Biyadava? Because even if you want to use it even either today on Yudalad, which is Shabbos, or tomorrow, which is Yontif, you have to be you can't be tevel on something on Shabbos, Yontif. So you have to be tevel for the 13th day. So if it falls on Shabbos, if for sure it's tevel before. Over Chamisha Asa, or on the 15th day, Sheikh Abba Miyad, you can use it right away. And another halacha, Nimtzatz Kupitz Kshula Saka, this means even if it falls down on the weekday, if you find the Kupitz tied to a Saka, or Sarei Kasakin. So what do you see from the Sefer? You see from the Sefer, technically really a steer to the Reisha. If the Reisha is talking about Shabbos, and that is why we're saying the Kupitz is, why do we say the Kupitz is Tameh? Because it's Shabbos, there's no Chagiga. The Gemara is basically asking, it says if it's fallen Shabbos, it's even better. He for sure did it from before. Mechlal, the Reisha lava Shabbos is Skinan. The way the Gemara sounds like, the Gemara is saying, since the Sefer is Shabbos, the Reisha is not talking about Shabbos. But Rashi explains, no, it can't be talking about Shabbos. The Loikain, Rashi, the bottom Rashi says, Kasha Reisha Sefer. Kasha Reisha Sefer. So we know for sure the Reisha is not talking about Erev Pesach Shabbos Shabbos. The Tzlach doesn't like the Rashi Pshat because it's Ikhos and Sefer, but that's the way you have to learn the Gemara. Al-Kapanim, the Gemara's Kasha is back right now. It says in the Reisha, which is talking about regular Erev Pesach, because you find the Kupitz, you can't nem when it's pure. And the question is, if you're at Banan, you couldn't nem when it's pure because you could break the Chigiz Yidalan. It must be Ben Tema, and Fi Ben Tema, you see, you can't break any Atzamas. So it's a Raya Ben Tema holds, you can't break Atzamas. That is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara of Ella, I'll try to tell you a Teretz. You know what Teretz is? Shaba b'meruba. That maybe the reason why you choshish that this knife, this little axe, was not Tevel is because maybe he's not going to need a Chigiz Yidalan. Because he has enough Karm Pesach for everyone. And we said in the Mishnah that if you have enough meat in the Karm Pesach for everyone, then you don't have to do a Chigiz Yidalan. You don't have to do a Chigiz on Erev Pesach. So maybe that's the pshat why it's Tamei. Frey Tegmar, no, Mano Yadi. Every guy's Tevel is a thing on the 13th. Why? He has no idea if he's going to need a Chigiz or not. Because the people keep on signing up for the Karm Pesach. The whole night, the whole next morning, people keep on signing up for the Karm Pesach. It's very possible, they have very little meat. And we need a Chigiz Yidalan. So every guy tables it on 13th. It's back to square. Why not table on 13th? So Mar says, oh, no, we'll have a halach. maybe it would be a case where it would be Tumah Hutter B'tzibur, and then Allah is, when you have Tumah Hutter B'tzibur, you don't bring a Chagigas Yedalet. You don't bring a Yedalet. That's why the Kupitz wasn't titled, because he doesn't need it, he's not going to have a Chagigas Yedalet. How do you know you're going to be Tumah on the 14th day? So the Gemara, the Mis Nasi, the Nasi died, and everyone has to become Tumah to the Nasi. Frank the Mis Nasi Amos, when did the Nasi exactly die? If the Nasi died on the 13th day of Nisan, so then Sakin Lomali, the Mitvle, then Stamazai, he's not going to be toivel any knives because he knows that tomorrow it's going to be Betumah. And even this guy who finds it and he wants a Tahar digger thing, he can't be Machzik that's Tahar because the whole Olam knew that there's no point in it, there was Betumah anyway. Ve'elo the Mispa Arbasa. Oh, then we died on the 14th day. So you died on the 14th day, then just like you tabled the sakin yesterday, so why shouldn't you table the kufitz yesterday? Well, the Mispa Abasa, Maisha the sakin, the matvil, Maisha the kufitz loy matvil. Like, why would you, if you died on the 14th day, what's that sakin everyone did at the kufitz they had in Yul Rocha Kaidish? So tomorrow, loy tzricha, this is exactly the case. The Nasi Geisis. Everyone knew on the 13th day of Nisan, the Nasi is about to die. So, Nasi Goyz Flesh also. Sakin the Chad Sveika, Sakin is only one suffix, that the Matchel. Kupitz is Trey Sveika, Loy Matchela. And we'll explain it. They know, they have a good chance that to be Tum Hotu Ritzibir Siyah, you're not going to need anything Tar, digger things. But, the Maiz is a suffix, he might be alive. So, therefore, the Sakin, the knife, they for sure were titled. The Kupitz is really two Sveikas that we're not going to need it. First of all, it might be Tomei, and they're not going to bring the Chagigas Yedalet. Or we're going to have enough carpets for everyone. We're not going to have a big sign-up. Therefore, it's very possible they weren't Tavlid. When they have two Sveikas ready, they weren't Tavlid. Therefore, you find the Kupitz on the 14th day, you can't name on a straw pure, because maybe there was Geisis. In the case where there was Geisis, you can name on not pure, because maybe they didn't Tavlid. The second, while it's one suffix, they were Tavlid. So it comes out, we don't have a Raya, if Ben Tema holds the Issa Shvir is Etzim or not, and the Pshah and the Shail is, even though it's exactly like Karm Pesach, we're not sure if we made it from the word, boy. That's what it's just for a boy, blah, 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 bl